Sometimes it feels like the world is moving at hyperspeed and you can't keep up because it's one thing, then another, and don't forget the meeting and the yoga class and the dinner reservation, but then you get into the all-new Nissan Murano, and you feel the breeze from the panoramic moonroof, while the massaging seats melt away the tension of the day. And you realize that sometimes the greatest rush is not rushing at all. Shop the all-new Murano at NissanUSA.com. Panoramic moonroof, massaging leather-appointed seats are available features.
Minicamp is a wrap for the Chicago Bears, and we're going to talk about kind of the lasting thoughts and impressions from the last day of minicamp and more. We're also going to dive into the mailbag as it is Friday, so that means this episode is mainly built around your voicemails. We're going to get into all that and more right after this.
You are now tuned in to Chicago Bears Central, your number one place for all Chicago Bears news and content.
What's going on, Bears fans? Welcome to another episode of Chicago Bears Central, your number one spot for everything Chicago Bears related. I'm the host, Ter Hayes, but more importantly, you guys can follow the channel at Shy Bears Central on every social media platform we happen to be on. With that being said, let's go ahead and get into it, man. So that's an official wrap for minicamp for the Chicago Bears. And, you know, on the final day of minicamp, it sounded like the Bears' offense played much better. Caleb Williams had a much better outing in 7-on-7s. Him and the chemistry between him and Romo Dunze continues to shine for the Chicago Bears. And that's not only good for this upcoming season, but for the longevity of it. Hopefully, Romo Dunze and Caleb Williams are going to be the wide receiver quarterback pairing for the Chicago Bears for more than a decade, right? You can hope that that's going to be the case. And so hearing that their chemistry has been one of the shining things to come out of this minicamp period for the Chicago Bears is important. Also seems like, you know, Keenan Allen and over the course of the minicamp, Keenan Allen and Caleb Williams did start doing some, you know, really important work to getting their chemistry and timing where it is overall. And that's a positive thing as well from it. So, but last day minicamp seemed to be a pretty light one for everyone involved. Braxton Jones, Kyler Gordon were not there. Nate Davis, Cole Kmet, Tyler Scott, Dante Pettis, Austin Booker, Kieran Amagaje, and Colin Johnson were there, but they were on stationary bikes and did not practice in the or participate in the actual practice part of the last practice. So that's fine there. The chemistry between Caleb Williams and Romo Dunze continues to shine. He found Romo Dunze on 2 touchdown passes and DJ Moore for 1 more on the 7-on-7 tournament. So, portion of practice. So that's really good that, you know, that chemistry is building. And that's going to be an important part of all of that is just that chemistry, because there is going to be a learning curve. There is going to be a period of kind of rough around the edges, for the offense. And so you want that you want to use the mini camps, the training camps, the practices, the preseason to get as much of that out of there as possible. So, you know, that's what we hope it's going to do. You know, it is what it is. And it seemed like in the full team drills, the Chicago Bears defense did win again. So still very confident, very big confidence coming out of the, out of minicamp with the defense. And that's a good thing. Even though it was a light practice on top of that, the defense held the first team offense scoreless in the end zone. It sounds like DeMarcus Walker was also talking some shit out there. You know, he's probably going to be that other starting edge for them. So things are going really good, man. I mean, this minicamp has been about as much as you can expect it. The defense, as I've been telling you guys, is going to be far ahead of the offense. That seems like it's been the thing so far in the 11-on-11 drills when it comes down to it. Rome, Caleb Williams, DJ Moore, they're having that chemistry. Didn't really expect any less than that. You look at how DJ Moore really built some really good chemistry with Justin Fields in one offseason. It seems like Caleb Williams is doing that. At some point, you just got to realize DJ Moore is just that guy. He's going to be able to build chemistry with a lot of people. So, you know, that's a good thing there as well. So overall, like I said, as much positivity as you can take out of minicamp, it's there for almost every. Like, still some concerns, right? And the timing issues, the cadence of the offense, that's going to be there. It's going to take some time. But the thing that I've been saying for quite a while, even with all the changes to our offense, is the defense is going to be the thing early in the season to really watch out for. And I, for one, am glad to hear that that defense is off to that good start so far. And it's not that we've heard terrible things about the offense. It's just things that if you're realistic and you kind of know football, you expected that to be there. It's going to be some issues there to start off with. And it's up to the coaching staff. It's up to Shane Waldron, Matt Eberflus, to do as much as they can to have these guys as ready as possible by the start of the actual season. That's their job. That's what the coaching staff is there for. So I'm not surprised to hear that the offense had some hiccups. The offense had a little rockiness and things like that. I'm not surprised by that at all. Now, some of the things I am not necessarily surprised about, but a little disheartened back, like Nate Davis, got to get going. Somebody left a comment on the channel, which I think was a great thing. It's like, hey, if he doesn't like the practice, that's cool, but then you got to bring it in the game day. The problem is that you don't bring it on games, and it looks like you probably should be out there practicing. And I completely agree with that. That was one of the best comments that I saw in the week, because it's like, yeah, if you're a veteran, and some veterans do take easy day on practices, you got to bring it in the game every single day. And so Nate Davis has to find a way to bring it. If he's healthy at the start of training camp, that's the most important thing. But then you also got to be ready to go. And at the end of the day, you have to be ready to perform. That's it. You got to be ready to perform. And so we're going to see what that comes down into with this season. But like I said, overall, the defense, man, it's a really good time for the defense. And I think this is going to be a defense that we're really proud of this season. I think they're going to do a lot of things to kind of show early in the season that they could be a dominant defense, and we're going to need them to be. Regardless of wherever the offense is, we still need the defense to be excellent. And so we're gonna get there, and let's hope that that's the case as well, that defense and offense ends up working itself out. But with that said, it is Friday, so that means it is mailbag day here at Chicago Bears Central. We're going to go ahead and get into the voicemails. We got five today. This one's from Derek.
What's going on, guys? Derek from Dallas again. I know I've left a couple already, but hey, I'm bored. We got tornadoes out here in Texas, been shutting everything down, so I can't work from home today, so y'all got to deal with me. I wonder, is anybody really, because there's been a lot of talk about like what the other side of Sweat needs to do to generate pass rush and all that type of stuff for us to generate more sacks. And I get that, and that's super important, but are people really looking at what the back seven is going to do for our front seven instead of vice versa? Because I think C-Dub made a good point, man. He was talking about how the secondary, man, we might have two or three Pro Bowlers out of that, based on Tyreek Stevens' numbers and Kyler Gordon's potential and what we've already seen Jalen Johnson do, and let alone Brisker balls out. Linebackers are going to be a little bit better with that continuity, and Eric Washington coming in and really knowing how to use Tremaine Edmonds. I think we're going to get a lot of coverage sacks. I think we're going to have a lot of situations, particularly in man situations, where there ain't nobody open, and because it took them too long, we're going to be able to get there. I think that might be a new innovative way to generate pass rush, is to focus on making sure your back seven is elite, and maybe that makes it easier on your front seven. I know your front four, rather. I know we normally look at it the other way around, as the front four generating pressure for the back end, but I think we just accidentally collected a lot of elite talent on that back seven, and I think that might cause it to be a little bit easier for the front four this year. I think Kyler Gordon is on the verge of taking a big step, man, and that's one of the most important positions in that defense, other than the three technique. I mean, Kyler, I remember his rookie year, you know, athletic ability is crazy, but you could tell the game was a little too fast for him. Last year, I saw it slow down a little bit for him. I remember the preseason game, first preseason game, he came out there popping people. You could just tell everything was slowing down for him. And when a guy that athletic finally understands the game and finally adjusts to the speed of the game, boy, watch out. Watch out for a Kyler, because he's arguably one of the most athletic, if not the most athletic, secondary player in the league, if you look at just athletic ability. When the game slows down for a guy like that, man, watch out. Then with Tyreek Stevenson on another year, he already had a good rookie season. Man, I'm excited to see what he's going to do. I think this year, man, I think the narrative might be flipped. I think this back, the back seven is going to make it easier for the front four instead of vice versa. But let me know what y'all think about that, man. Bear down.
Great insight here from Dad. Listen, clap it up. Shout out to Kobe White. The coverage sacks and the fact that you are, like, yeah, I get what, like, it's synergy, right? The pass rush, the pass coverage, there's a synergy between the two. They make their job easier on them. But like you said, that back seven overall is going to have a hugely important thing. And to get a bunch of coverage sacks and to help generate and make it easier on that pass rush, especially because we didn't go out there and get another three tech, another edge, even though I think Austin Booker is going to be pretty damn good. And Javon Dex is going to have some things to show. But I think overall, it's just the synergy overall between that defense. I think we need that from top to bottom. We need that defense at every level to work the way that it needs to work, to be a well-oiled machine. That's what the defense is. It's a machine. And the cogs in that machine between the defensive line, the linebacking core, and the defensive backs, each one of our cogs in a great machine that helps that engine go. And we need that for the Chicago Bears. So let's hope that that's the case. Now, the thing that I won't say that it's by accident. I think that it was by design. When you look at how Ryan Poles, yeah, he inherited Jalen Johnson, but then you look at everything else. He signed Kevin Byard. He drafted Kyler Gordon. He drafted Tyreek Stevenson. He drafted Terrell. Like, I don't think it's just he drafted Jaquan Brisker. I don't think that we could say that we lucked into it or by accident we got anything when it comes to that secondary. I think that that was built by design, and Ryan Poles looked and how he was going, how those pieces fit together. And so I think we have a extremely, really good defensive backfield, and bringing in Kevin Byard and how he's going to play potentially with Jaquan Brisker is going to be exciting football to watch. And I think this defense is going to be, it's going to be really good. And that may be the thing that we're talking about the most at the start of the season, is how well the defense performed for the Chicago Bears. Let's see if that's the case. But let's get into this next voicemail. This one's from Fred.
What up, hey? It's your boy Fred, man. Shout out to the Big Cavs, Steve-O, and the Cognac boys. Man, I can't wait till the season starts, man. Ain't nothing really on TV to watch besides the finals, but who the hell give a damn about that right now? I'm just excited and concerned to see how these new Bears going to look and see, you know what I'm saying, like what the team going to look like for the new 2024 season. Hey, if they get this new stadium, man, well, I ain't going to say if. When they get this new stadium, I hope the Bears get new uniforms, man, because why would you go into a new stadium with some old uniforms? George McCaskey needs to take his head up out his ass and get with today's time and get us new uniforms. You know, like, I like the orange jersey with the orange helmet. Some people don't like it, but hell, like, you can switch it up, though. Like, you can go with that orange, you know, with the blue, and you can go with, like, some orange pants or something like that, you know. But at the same time, I'm just ready to see the Bears get new uniforms, because if you get in a new stadium, why not get new uniforms? And I'm like, you know, I'm looking at what that D-line going to look like to see if we're going to get a new edge rusher, if they're going to sign Yannick back. Because I'm going to see, like, you know, because I've seen some glimpses last season, especially with Dexter and Pickens, now that we got Coach Williams over there. Because Coach Williams, I know for a fact he's going to have that D-line being more, you know what I'm saying, dangerous, you know what I'm saying, than what it was. Because when he was in Buffalo, I see how Buffalo kept a fresh D-line, and Buffalo did have a nice, you know what I'm saying, D-line as well, though. So, and everybody keeps forgetting about the tight ends. Everybody's talking about the receivers and all that, but they keep forgetting about that we got Cole Kmet, and we got that boy Gerald Everett as well, too. So people definitely sleeping on our tight ends. That's even more weapons, though. So, and I know Caleb's going to go through his growing pains, you know what I'm saying, as far as with camp and everything, though. But that's part of, you know what I'm saying, the learning curve at the end of the day. So he got to get used to going against, you know, elite defense, especially, you know what I'm saying, about defense giving him hell. All it's going to do is teach him.
Sometimes it feels like the world is moving at hyperspeed and you can't keep up because it's one thing, then another. And don't forget the meeting and the yoga class and the dinner reservation. But then you get into the all-new Nissan Murano and you feel the breeze from the panoramic moonroof while the massaging seats melt away the tension of the day. And you realize that sometimes the greatest rush is not rushing at all. Shop the all-new Murano at NissanUSA.com. Panoramic moonroof and massaging leather appointed seats are available features.
And help him learn better, though. So I hope him and Shane Waldron do have that communication to where, you know what I'm saying, they both on the same page, and he let him get control of the offense. Because that would be good, because most quarterbacks, like these offensive coordinators, be having their head up their ass, don't want to let the quarterback get full control of the offense, though. So, and I know C-Dub, you know, he's not excited about the hard knocks thing, though. I mean, I feel him on that, it's the ways, but I want to see how the coaches communicate and how the players communicate as well, though. That's the only reason I want to see it. Let me know what you think. Chicago up, Bear down, or nothing.
Hey, Bears uniforms never change, Fred. Bears and Bulls, their uniforms have had, like, very slight changes for almost, like, 40 years, bro. Like, it's been some changes, but very slight changes, right? So, you know, I get what you're saying in new uniforms for a new stadium. That sounds like the way some teams run. And even though we're moving into the new era, I don't know if they're just tied to it because it's tradition or what. But, like, I would really, really love to see the Chicago Bears redesign a new uniform. I would love that. And, you know, sometimes it does take for a new phase of the team, for the team to start winning. And it takes on the identity of what we have. We got Rome. We got Caleb, right? We got Cole Kmet as part of that in the future as well. So, like, maybe we do see some new uniform changes, but I'm right now am not too optimistic. Hell, the Vikings even announced a new winter uniform. Like, can we get something like that? Other than the orange ones, which is just a color swap, right? That's what we get for the Bears. It's just color swaps of the same jersey. The Bears and the Bulls do the same shit, man. It's a little bit frustrating, but it is what it is. Now, will the Bears sign an edge before the beginning of the season? I think that comes down to what they see in training camp. And I think they looked at a little bit of what they saw in minicamp, which we've heard. Austin Booker's looked really good in, which is great. But I think they're going to take a little bit of what they see in training camp and kind of make that decision on, do we need to bring an edge in? And it could very well be Yannick Ngakoue, which is somebody who comes in, already understands your system. He was there last year, so you don't got to worry about a learning curve of learning the plays, even though we got a new defensive coordinator. Defense is staying the same, especially with Matt Eberflus, calling the plays and things like that. So, if they do bring in Yannick, I don't look at it as a negative. I hope they use him more as a depth piece. I hope that Austin Booker eventually shows that he's able to be a starter. If it's not this season, having DeMarcus Walker, Yannick Ngakoue, you can't really do too bad with that one. But, we'll end up seeing with that. I'm not going to say for sure that they're going to bring in an edge before the start of the season, but I do think that that is something on the table. That in the center, I think, is something that the Bears could look, if they don't feel confident in the play that they're getting from the players that they have there, that those are the two positions to watch. Maybe the Bears do something with a veteran signing kind of before the season starts. So I say stay on the lookout for that. We'll see what comes, Fred. Great voicemail. All right, let's get into this next one. This one's from Bishop.
Yeah, this is Bishop Lott. To my brothers, Hayes, the Cognac Boys, Big O, Big Steve-O, the whole gang, man, you guys are just continuing to bring balance to the show for people who don't know, for people who do know. And I'm very proud of you guys. I'm gonna continue to watch and support you. And Hayes, I agree with this, what you said about the offense growing. I believe between this year and next year, they're gonna be doing much better. But we got too many moving parts. If it happens, it's wonderful. But I think with all the moving parts and the new offense, the new players, the new coaching, all this stuff needs time to gel. When it comes to team sport, my question to you is, why do people think now that we have the players on paper that they're talking 12, 14 games and not really realizing that that's just not realistic? Share your thoughts. Finally, do you think between now and mid-season that there are going to be big changes in the offense? Of course, I need to hear your thoughts about it. This is Bishop Lott in Phoenix. Phoenix up, bear down. Love y'all guys, man. Shalom.
Too many moving parts on the offense, and the offense needs time to gel. Listen, I've been saying that. I've been preaching patience. I know why Bears fans don't like to hear it. And it comes down to, you ask, why do Bears fans have unrealistic expectations? Because there's talent here. And I think that that's not a bad thing. Having unrealistic expectations just comes down to, you see the talent that's here, and you want that talent to be ready to go as soon as possible. But it does take some time. It just does. I would love to be able to say that this offense is going to come in here and be a well-oiled machine and do what some people say of, oh, no, well, Caleb was drafted number one overall. You can't have an excuse of the offense taking. It's not just about Caleb. There's a lot to go to that offense. And I do think that it's going to be it's going to take some time for it to be that well-oiled machine that I'm expecting the defense to kind of be right away, because the defense is returning so many starters, whereas the offense has a lot of turnover and new starters coming in there and a new offensive coordinator as well, so, and a new quarterback. So it's going to be an important thing for them to kind of get over that. And it may take some time. Yeah, Bears fans have some unrealistic expectations, but like I've said before, if they hit those unrealistic expectations, Jesus, we're in for a big season. Now, as far as changes to the offense over the season, per how you kind of ended that voicemail, here's what I'll say. I think we're probably going to be more run-heavy initially. But I expect that balance to go more towards the passing game as the season goes on. Probably the opposite of what we saw with Shane Waldron over in Seattle. Like, the rushing attack, it was more and more rushing attempts as the years went on for him there. I think in this first season, we're going to see that rushing attack used heavily first. And you're going to probably see some, and again, it comes down to Caleb Williams' grasping of the playbook, because he wants to learn that playbook early. If he does, I can see them opening it up completely. But I think we're going to be more run-heavy to initially start. You're going to see a lot of actions to the tight ends, things like that, slant routes. But I think we're going to get really creative with some of the routes and things that we run as the season goes on, and probably be more pass-first offense than run-first as it continues to go. But we'll see with that. If I had to bank on any changes, those are the changes that I'm looking at. We'll see what comes of that. Great voicemail there from Bishop. Let's get into this next one. This one's from John Johnson.
Bobby, D-Dub, hey, how y'all doing? Cognac boy. Hey, this is your boy John Johnson from South Carolina. You check this out, man. It's been a little minute. I call y'all guys. What I want to say is I think I'm a whole year off from this prediction. Last year, I was bragging about Javon Dexter and Andrew Billy. Big ball. This year right here, I know them guys going to step up, and I know they're going to cause damage, and they're going to wreck havoc in them. They're going to go hunt. The boys will pin their ears back, and they're going to hunt. And another thing that bothers me a lot, and I don't know if it should be a big problem, but it is a problem. I got Bear fans popping out the goddamn woodworks now because of Caleb Williams. I mean, I'm going to the grocery store. I'm wearing my Bears hat, my Bears shirt. Oh, Bears. Y'all niggas, I need to say that. Y'all ain't been around. And I was wearing my bear stuff all around going in the store. I ain't hear nothing from y'all. Now, all of a sudden, everything's bear. I don't need no Fairweather fans jumping on my team, bragging on the bear. That's all I got to say. Yeah, now, hey, love y'all guys. Love the show. Keep doing what y'all doing all day long. Bear down. South Carolina.
Listen, the thing I'm going to say to this is fans are always going to jump on the bandwagon. It happens. It happened with Justin Fields. We had OSU fans come over to the Bears because Justin Fields was here. You're going to have people that are Caleb Williams fans come on, and then if the Bears really do start winning, you're going to have more bandwagon fans. Bandwagon fans don't bother me because to me, that means that there's something for people to want to hatch themselves to, and if you do want to jump on the bandwagon, there's something positive going on with the team. It's going to come. It comes with sports, and I don't even... You know, I don't even necessarily knock bandwagon fans. It's just, hey, listen, when you come in, if you're coming to be a Bears fan, try to learn your history. Know the game. There's bandwagon fans in every sport because of players, because of everything, and that's just the way it goes. It's not going to be just only historic Bears fans. You want to grow. That's part of how you grow a fan base as well, because some of the Bears fans that jump on the bandwagon are probably going to end up staying. A very few amount. Bandwagon fans tend to jump around, but that's how you grow a fan base. So it's just part of sports. It's going to always come with it. And if the team is winning, those bandwagon fans' voices are going to get even louder and louder and louder. And, you know, you can take that as a negative or not, but I just look at it as it's just a thing. And if we're winning, I'm not going to be mad at it. All right, let's get into this last voicemail. This one's from Booker.
Yo, Hayes, what's good, man? This Book, man. Blessings to you and yours. Man, you know what? The Bears, the lineup is kind of being slept on a little bit, man, by a lot of folks in the media. And you know what? I'm kind of glad about that because, you know, what's going to be a surprise to everybody else ain't going to be a surprise to me because we all know we got our wide receiver corps is cold. You know what I'm saying? You know, with Adunze, with, I just drew a blank, with Adunze, DJ, and with Allen. You know, they're going to be a killer squad, man. That's a trifecta that don't nobody really want to mess with. But, I'm looking at the tight ends, man, especially Everett. Everett is not being talked about, man, and Everett, man, is a very, very athletic tight end, man. This dude is going to end up causing some damage, man. He might mess around and lead the team in touchdowns, man, to be real with you, because, man, he can get open. You know, he actually got some speed. The dude is got good hands, too, man. He can catch, man. He can catch contested throws, too. So, you know what I'm saying? I like that everybody keeps sleeping on him, man. So, you know, just stay under the radar. And then when we start hitting folks in the mouth, man, it's going to be lovely to me because I'm going to be like, I told you. But that's all I wanted to say, man. Again, have a good weekend. Blessings to you and yours. Shout out to the familiar. Shout out to the family and crew. And Chicago up, bear down, and I'll holler at y'all, man.
Shout out to Book there. As far as the Bears lineup being slept on by the media, yeah. But you got to look at it. We're a team that hasn't accomplished shit with a head coach that hasn't accomplished shit with a young quarterback who hasn't accomplished shit yet in the NFL. So, like, because of all those things, yeah, you're going to have your doubts around your team. And like I've said before, I'd rather be a slept-on team. Because guess what? You can only sleep on a team that's being successful for so long. So let that success come. And, you know, it is what it is. I do think that there is some doubt around it. There's some doubt around Caleb as far as how quick he can get it going. There's some doubt around the Bears' ability to develop Caleb. There's some doubt around how well this offense is going to work under Shane Waldron. How much is he going to have it going? How much is it going to come in the first year? There's doubts around the defense as well, right? of over how they ended the season is that actually what they are they going to be more like what they were at the beginning of the season. So there's a lot of legitimate reasons to question the Chicago Bears. So I don't knock the media for sleeping on the Bears, because to me, you're slept on until you prove it. And so it's up for the Bears to actually come in to the season and prove it. And that's on everybody at every single level, every level. Ryan Poles has done some really good things and made some really good moves, but he still has yet to prove that he can wield a sustaining winning franchise. And so there's doubts around that as well. So everything has to come together for a team to not be slept on. But it's like the Lions. The Lions were a slept on team until they proved it last year. Now maybe it's going to be the Bears' time. So we'll see what the Bears can bring with this. Ultimately, it comes down to them and what they perform. If they bring it on the football field and in actual games, people will wake up. I won't be mad at it. But guys, thank you so much. That's my time for today. Make sure you guys are following the show at Shy Bear Central. You can send us any feedback, questions, comments, concerns, ChicagoBearCentral@gmail.com. Lastly, if you want to leave a text message and our voicemail for the mailbag, the number to do so, 773-242-9336. We are the number one spot for everything Chicago Bears related. That's thanks to you guys. And like I like to end every episode on, Chi-Town up, but Bear down. Love you guys. Peace, y'all.
This has been a presentation of the Break Media.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.